we've been talking about, well, Kavanaugh, right? Okay. The nomination of Judge Kavanaugh. And I thought to myself, let's see here. Who could I get? I could get the senior legal analyst at the Heritage Foundation, a man I've known over a decade plus, a man who's educated me on the law in so many ways through a president that didn't seem to abide by the law or didn't stay in his lane when it came to Article II powers. He jumped into Article I powers. I digress, only to say, welcome Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal analyst at the Heritage Foundation, author of Who's Counting and Obama's Enforcer, Eric Holder's Justice Department. That is, or those are the two books he has written. And Hans, thank you for being back on. I had you on regarding all of this before the nomination. First off, what do you think about Judge Kavanaugh?
Oh, I think they're about to have the All-Star game in Washington, and I think if you wanted to pick an All-Star team of judges, good people who would apply the Constitution the way it's written and believe in the rule of law, I mean, he'd be a first-round draft pick for that. I mean, he's got this terrific background, including 12 years on the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. So we don't have to speculate on how he's going to rule on issues. He's authored 300 opinions, if you can believe that many, on everything from the First Amendment to the Second Amendment to all kinds of other issues. I mean, you name it, and he's pretty much had a case on it.
I have a couple questions. I'm going to open it up to callers, and so they can get in on the action as well. But some things that have been pointed out. One, the concern of his writings in 2009 regarding the prosecution of a sitting president and applying context to that, because there are those on the left, specifically, I believe, Cory Booker and others, who've speculated, hey, President Trump, in a conspiratorial way, get on your tinfoil here, everybody. The idea is that he doesn't believe that a president should be indicted, investigated, and in the way of a criminal prosecution when he is a sitting president. And there seems to be a lot more to that story, and applying that lot more, that context, perhaps could clear things up. Hans?
Well, in fact, the Washington Post is not exactly a conservative newspaper. In fact, it's very liberal. And they just published a fact-checking piece on the claims made by Cory Booker and others and awarded them two Pinocchios and said they actually were thinking of giving them three Pinocchios for it not being true. Look, the judge wrote a law review article in which he talked about the importance of what the president does and the key position he holds in the government, and said that, you know, it probably isn't a good idea for a president to be subject to civil lawsuits and criminal charges while he's the sitting president. And if Congress felt that way, Congress probably ought to pass a law to that effect. What we know, and what everybody else should know, is that it has been the standing position of the U.S. Department of Justice under both Democratic and Republican administrations that it's unconstitutional for a sitting president to be criminally indicted or charged. So, and that's, again, for various reasons that's explained in two different memos issued by the Justice Department. So the current position of the Justice Department is a president can't be criminally indicted and charged. So this isn't an issue. You know, Bob Mueller, the special counsel, right, he has to abide under the regulations that govern special counsel. He has to abide by Justice Department rules and regulations, and that's the current rule, and it's been that way for over 40 years.
And he also mentioned there are ways to hold the president to account if he steps out of bounds in a dastardly way.
Yes. And look, the reason for this, it makes perfect sense from a constitutional standpoint. Look, the Constitution provides how a president who engages in wrongdoing is removed from office. He has to be impeached. And the theory the Justice Department has relied on, which I agree on, is that if a sitting president could be criminally charged or indicted, you in essence would give one prosecutor anywhere in the country the ability to in essence, remove the ability of a president to do business, and therefore you're interfering with the choices that the American voters have made. Look, once a president has been impeached and removed from office, once he's no longer in office, then that immunity disappears, and the president can be criminally charged and indicted. But while he's a president, he can't be. And like I said, that's been the opinion of the Obama administration, the Bush administration, the Clinton administration. I mean, you go back, that's been the opinion all along of the Justice Department.
Another concern that has been voiced has been the Obamacare decision and the background for that, or the foundation for that, being allowed through Justice Kavanaugh or Judge Kavanaugh's writings, and that became part of the foundation for Justice Roberts' justification in upholding the tax of Obamacare and the constitutionality of Obamacare. Your thoughts?
Well, look, that was a complex case, and in that case, he in essence said that it was premature. What he actually said was that it was premature for the Court of Appeals, and he serves on the District of Columbia Court of Appeals. He said it was premature for them to be looking at the constitutionality of Obamacare because it was not yet in force. And he did say in his opinion that one of the things that needed to be examined was, you know, not just whether Congress had or didn't have the power to impose Obamacare under the Commerce Clause, but also whether or not the Congress would have the position to do that under the taxing authority. I don't think you can read that opinion as to him giving a substantive opinion on the constitutionality of the law. I mean, what he was basically saying was it's too early to make the decision.
He's talking about the court's reach and if it's in the court's realm. And so it's very interesting in the parameters that he's drawn there, but people jumping in and people can have their opinions. Someone who has their opinion is Zach, and he wants to get in on the action on the Annie Fry Show. And Zach, thank you for your patience. Do you have a question or comment for Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Analyst at the Heritage Foundation? Zach, talk to me. Oh, Zach. Okay. All right. And we're going to try something else here. We're working on it, getting through. Zach. No, I hear Zach. I just don't know if he's there. Okay. Well, we tried Zach, and that's all we can do. But we have more questions, of course, and I'm using the collective we. Hans, I have more questions for you. There's been obviously a lot of upset, and the Democrats... I remember the tax cuts were going to end my life, and I was very concerned about that. Tax cuts have never ended lives, but I was concerned about it because people were adamant. And then I was told they were crumbs, and I was like, wait a second, that doesn't make sense. But then I realized, oh, it's Nancy Pelosi. So that happens. I'm going to play a montage, a lot to say in a little time, of the Democrats specifically in their response to Kavanaugh and what they believe. And I just want to get your thoughts on it, a voice of sanity that can take this and say, okay, Crane, here's what you need to know.
The ramifications of this battle will last a generation and more. I'm going to fight this nomination with everything I've got.
If you are a young woman in America, or you care about a young woman in America, pay attention to this, because it will forever change your life.
What is at stake is women's freedom. Our freedom to make our own decisions. Our freedom to decide when and how many children we are going to have.
We are in the fight of our lives.
So this seems to be, of all the people, the most self-serving person he could choose in order to protect himself from this criminal investigation. And to avoid a constitutional crisis, we cannot let this confirmation process go forward.
Speak to someone who has been hearing a lot from the left in regard to this and saying, hey, do they have a point? They say Roe v. Wade's going to be overturned, and women's rights thereby are going to end, which I've never really understood the link there. But please help me out here, Hans. Walk me through it.
I just... Look, some of these claims are so absurd. I mean, let's start with the second one, which I think we've talked about a little bit. But this idea that appointing Kavanaugh is a way of preventing Trump from getting indicted. I mean, that's just completely and totally absurd. Like I said, that's not going to happen because the current Justice Department longtime policy is that a sitting president can't be criminally indicted, and Mueller has to follow that rule. So that is just not an issue at all, and even the Washington Post realizes that's true. Look, on the abortion issue, what do they think? That a Supreme Court justice, when they're signed in and confirmed as a new justice, can suddenly issue an order overturning a 40-year precedent? Well, I know. You know, if a lawsuit shows up in front of the court at some point down the road that involves abortion issues, then it's something that all nine justices will have to look at. And I just don't think it's very rare that the court overturns a longtime precedent, and they only do it when they have very good and very valid reasons to do that. And I just don't see that happening anytime soon or anytime very quickly. What we are going to get are cases like Crane, the one we just had. Mm-hmm. You know, we just had a case that was decided by the Supreme Court, 5-4, Kennedy voting with the conservatives, in which they threw out as a First Amendment violation this state requirement in California that required pro-life organizations who try to counsel women on alternatives to abortion to put huge signs in their lobbies telling women that they had the ability to obtain free abortion services from the state government, and that was clearly a violation of the First Amendment. Cases like that you may get.
And we will see a return to, if there is overturned or elements of it are, then we will see it return to the states in that discussion. Final question. Are the Democrats freaking out because they realized they weren't able to legislate what they wanted and they relied on the courts, and now they're going to have to go to persuading each and every one of us through substantive debate and our policy to say, hey, this is how we do things, and not rely on the court to legislate?
No, you've put your finger. That's exactly what's going on. Look, the Supreme Court nominations used to not be these horrendous political fights, but what's happened in recent years is the court has taken upon itself to decide so many issues that should be decided by Congress and state legislatures. And the progressive left has long ago decided that if they couldn't persuade legislators, they couldn't persuade voters to put in policies they wanted, well, then the thing to do was to sue, go to federal court, and have unelected judges make those policy decisions and put them in. And that's why they're freaking out about another conservative getting onto the court.
So don't freak out. Check out and get in the know. Hans von Spakovsky is his name. His work is carried over at the Patriot Post and Heritage.org at the Daily Signal, another outlet for the Heritage Foundation. And you sound altogether reasonable, Hans. So I think the scare tactics, once again, are met with truth. And that is revealing you as someone who says, hey, it's the Constitution. It's okay. It's going to be all right. Hans, thanks, man.